Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them and let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now when somebody starts arguing me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another Session of Sanity, and I do mean a Session of Sanity tonight. Right here on the Joe Messina Show, always a pleasure to have you with me. No, the sanity is not coming from me. I'm not that stupid. I got that figured out. Anyway, the sanity is coming from the one and only Dr. B. Dr. Bridget Melson joins us. And in the last hour, we were discussing, you know, the issues going on with your teenagers, with these, I don't want to say smartphones, but what social media does and all this. And Dr. B, always a pleasure to have you with me. I always appreciate your time.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Yeah, we were talking about, you know, media psychology too, right? And how, you know, here we are in voting time, voting year. Today we had that whole 911 blackout and
yep,
the phones and New York, California, and Texas. And don't tell me that was just a glitch. But
it was AT&T, you know, could be anything.
So was Verizon as well, they found out, and Consumer Cellular, and yeah. Anyway, wow. I'm not going to, yeah. No, there it is more widespread, and they apparently found the source of which country. But that's from it, and more of that will happen. But again, it's psychological, and it's a psychological attack. Yes, of course, it's, you know, electronic in nature and technological. But you guys really need to understand how strong, you know, psychology can be and how it affects your kids. This is a time to wake up. But yeah, I mean, I know you see it and you hear it. I do. But the political weaponization of just memes, even, that peddle false narratives with these kids, right? Do your older kiddos do kiddos? I know they're older, but your children, are they into memes or just grandkids?
Like, mine?
Do they send you memes? Like my Gen Z kids send me memes all the time, and I'm like,
yeah, mine will send me stuff. But it's very few and far between. My youngest daughter has kind of done away with social media because she sees it like one big negative ball. But when somebody sends her a funny that she thinks I'll appreciate, she'll send that to me. But that's about it.
That's about it. Okay. Well, I'll be sure to send you some then.
Yeah, like, please do, because I'm feeling left out now at all the conversation you're having.
This is why we got to train up our kids. You know, someone, I think it was in the chat room, I was talking about kind of the tactics of other countries, you know, psychological tactics, right, yep, that they used. And, you know, the art of war, right, that whole thing is, it's all warfare is based on deception. And that is so true. All warfare is based on deception. And that is what's happening in the psychological warfare that we are seeing with social media. And they're starting with the kids. And, you know, I talked earlier on in the hour about, let me take a drink, about, sorry, just how much time that your kids and your grandkids are on these devices. And this is partly it, partly what you need to be worried about and why, how long they are on, is because the banners that flash across, right? The, mm-hmm. you know, the ads, the little videos, and there's such an art to these reels that we go through, the reels and the memes. There's an art. They target you. They target what you're looking at, how long you're looking at it, whether you partially start to scroll up and stop. I mean, they, so much of it, yes, they can hear you through not only Alexa, but, I mean, who has ever talked about something and then boom, you know, you get an ad for it. So they're targeting your kids, and I think...
I have talked about that. I was sitting at the table with Tammy, and I had been pruning juniper bushes, and I had all these cuts on my arm. And it really looked like I was cutting myself. And I said, that's okay. I'm going to buy those fake sleeve tattoo sleeves. I'll put them on.
Yeah.
People think I got tattoos instead. And it'll just be something funny. Right? You know what I got for the next 2 or 3 days? I got nothing but tattoo sleeve ads.
See? They're always listening. And it's interesting. I got a new S23 Android. I won't get the 24 because it's all AI. And so don't get the Samsung 24. But anyway, there's a thing where you can go through and say, basically, that it uses your microphone, your camera, your video, it uses everything. And it can turn on the microphone when it wants to. That was literally a choice, and I had to click off. But now, of course, I can't get anything, and my phone doesn't work right. It's so annoying. But this is the same with your devices, guys, even if it's an iPad that your kids are on or your phone. It's targeting them, and it will use what they say, and it will use their, you know, whatever they put into it. So it's propaganda. It's just something that y'all need to be aware of. But there's just so many reasons to not let your children, you know, as young as, wait till they're as old as possible. I'm okay with a flip phone, honestly. There's really not much they can do. If you do the research and Google it, you will see that many of the creators of social media and marketing and these apps, Snapchat, Facebook, Instagram, that the top developers do not allow their kids to have.
And I was going to just say that. They won't even let their own kids use it. So what does that tell
they
you?
They don't.
Right? Anyway. All right. We'll be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Good job for you.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. No, we're not. When I hit the right buttons, we're back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. And you do that, you really do that when you get informed. You get informed, you engage, you get a clue. It's really that simple. And I mean it. It's that simple. That's why I bring in Dr. B. She's got the clue. She's the expert. Don't listen to me. You do nothing but get in trouble. Anyhow, Dr. B, again, thanks for being with me. I always appreciate your time. And we learned so much from you.
Oh, you know, I love it, yes. I get more love mail than hate mail, so thank you, everybody.
Wait a minute. You get more love mail than hate mail?
I do. I mean, now, I'm telling you, the hate mail is hate. I mean, it's bad, and I've been doxxed like twice. It's bad. It's amazing that they can't just ask a question like, "What did you mean when you said that?" Da 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 da. No, it's like you up and la 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 la. But I mean, my goodness, all I said was Jesus loves you. It's amazing. But the cool thing is, all of you who have sent me hate mail, it doesn't affect me. I couldn't care less. I have the armor of God, so rock out. Don't waste your time. But if you want to, all it does, really, is get me to pray for you every day.
So
send your hate mail.
There's the prayer word. God, that's it. You blew it.
I know. I'm a prayer warrior, and it's so lovely because I've taught Allie to do the same. And you know, because she's very outspoken about her Christianity, you know, she's an artist and digital media developer, and she gets hate mail because she won't put her pronouns, you know, up on her title page. And
That's great. Tell her I love her. That's great.
Yeah. If she does, if she has to put pronouns, she puts Jesus freak like me or something.
Oh,
and,
I like that too.
There's my pronoun. But she puts, I love Jesus and a born again Christian and, you know, and you can't change my mind. And, you know, she gets crap for just that. And she just is like, okay, well, thanks. I just have another person to pray for. Thank you. Okay, I'll be praying for you. Thank you. You know, Jesus loves you. You know, and just the love that we give, right? And the hate that we give back. But I'm telling you, parents, train them up. Raise them well. I said something on the morning show. And about discipline, like physical discipline that is between, right? Touched a nerve. So, yes. So God
didn't. Talk about switches and tree branches or something? I don't know. No, I'm done.
Oh yeah, we said, you know, glue sticks. You know, just no. So I just said it's up to you. You know, it's biblical. And so someone, you know, we got into the real quick because I know parents, you know, listen to both, but they were asking about the whole, you know, spare the rod, spoil the child. Like, is that even in the Bible? And I go, well, yeah, it is. It's in Proverbs. But what you need to understand, and I do want to say this from an abuse perspective and from what I, you know, in the psychological field and also being a Christian mother and a Christian psychologist, but what that verse really is about a rod. It's the staff, you know, what you shepherd with. And if a sheep was off, you know, you'd have to kind of push them along. And if they kept going off, you kind of pop them a little harder. And if they kept, it's like, look, you know, and you know, it's just, it's out of love. You're not trying to kill the sheep. You're not trying to detour that get them wound up, but they need to be guided and directed. So that is what I meant. That is how you should do discipline. And sometimes kids need a smack on the butt, on the tush. They do. Not all of them, but shoot, I raised one that clearly would not listen to, hey, can you go clean your room? Or, hey, can you not do that? Or, no. This is a kid who literally at 4 years old brought a fork and charged the electrical outlet. And I said, don't do that. And he's like, why? And I said, because it's going to hurt. And you can't put metal and electricity together. And he said, I think I can. I have a fork. And then there's an outlet. I'm like, rock out. And he did. And it, you know, knocked him on his butt. And he said, ouch. And he never did it again. So I'm not going to argue with you. You know, I knew it wasn't going to kill him. I know. CPS is going to call me now.
It's okay. You know what? That's where people... You and I talked about those helicopter parents. It's like, stop.
Yeah.
They learn when they make a mistake. And this is not a problem. Just watch, giggle, and, you know, just deal
with it. Right, within reason. You know, I've always called myself a stealth parent, not a helicopter parent, because I'm way up there. But I'm up there. But I'm watching you, but I'm not so close that I can, like, stop you every time you mess up, but I'm close enough that I can launch a little baby missile and knock you back to where you need to be. So I prefer stealth parents.
Well, yeah, you're right. I mean, it's not a matter of, I'm not going to allow them to kill themselves, right? I mean, we agree with that.
Right.
But what I am going to allow them to do is feel a little pain. So they go, oh no, I did that before. Not good. Not smart.
And You know, and I've had a practice for over 30 years, and why you have to do a Joe's way, what he's saying, is I'm telling you, if you don't, these Gen Zers and these Alpha Gens, the first time, let alone, they get a ticket. They're going to be crying and carrying on, and you mm-hmm. have to let them experience pain and natural consequences. I'm all about natural consequences.
Yeah, I think that is a big deal, though. I think it's a big deal because, again, and if they do it young while they're at home with you, you have the ability to help them learn from what they've done and you know, not have it happen again for all intents and purposes.
Right. And so I just got another question is, what if they come home and somebody's bothering them or bullying them at school? What do you do? Do you let them, you know, do you tell them to go fight? Do you? Okay, well, you've got to find if it's a difference between bullying and bothering them. Bullying is over time, and it is more severe. It's usually physical or emotionally abusive, and it's ongoing. It's a period of, you know, 30 times or more. That's what bullying is. If it's constant, I'm not saying wait 30 times, but there's a severity. If it's just teenagers bugging your kid, and sometimes it is true, I'm sorry, parents, but maybe get a different haircut or a different outfit or don't paint their nails because they're going to get bothered for that. But if it's just being bothered, then you need to give them some tactics. You give them, you know, survival guide. And that is trying to be kind to them. You know, you do feel free to talk to the school counselor because every school's got a counselor now. And just asking them, it's twofold, either a vice principal or, you know, a school counselor, because you're just saying, hey, I'm not a tattletale. I would like to know a better way to handle this. And it does two things. It does get them a better way to handle things. And the number two thing, it gets that potential bully on the radar at school without you actually tattling on them. But then talk it through. And don't be afraid to ask your kid what you did, what they did. Did you look at them crazy? Did you trip them accidentally? You know, this whole, remember that, I don't know if you read yesterday about the trans girl that ended up,
yep.
or boy, whatever, that,
yep.
like,
you're right.
Their life or something.
We got to go for break, and I know you're limited in time, so we'll bring you back.
Talk to your kids.
What? Yeah, we'll bring you back tomorrow. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, Dr. B, thanks so much for being with me. DrBRadio.com, and we'll have her back next week, people. I promise. I have to go get her in Texas.
February is Heart Month, and every year Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay, join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Multiple federal agencies are currently conducting investigations to ascertain whether Thursday's cell phone outages came from technical glitches or were part of a cyber attack. According to ABC News, among the agencies involved in determining the cause are the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security. Mortgage rates have climbed for a third consecutive week. According to Freddie Mac's data, the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage averaged 6.9% this week, marking an increase from just under 6.8% the previous week. A storm is anticipated to impact the Northeast, bringing rain and potential snowfall. Meteorologists predict that the system, which crossed the Midwest on Thursday, will progress eastward throughout Friday. While the East Coast is projected to receive primarily rain, northern New England may experience some significant snowfall. John Schaefer, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Well, I'm back. Joe Messina, your host. B's not back. She'll be back for the next week. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. So you're not part of the problem. I mean, in all sincerity. Because if you're part of the problem, we got a bigger problem. Because we're supposed to be the ones helping to guide people. We're supposed to be the light. You know what I'm saying? And that's how we win. We're informed. We lay that out to other people. And once you have the information, you'd be surprised. It's not that you're going to turn somebody. But all you got to do is plant some little seeds here and there. All you got to do is make sure that they understand that what they're believing, what they're told, may not be 100% right on. You know what I'm saying? Yes, I know you do. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution, not part of the problem. I got so many stories. I know some of you didn't catch this earlier. The GOP is 170 years old tomorrow. Yeah, that's right. It's 170th anniversary of the founding of the Republican Party. And, you know, when you see where we were then and where we are today, yeah, not so sure that you're going to recognize this party. Seriously. I mean, we stood for something. When you ask somebody today, what do they say? Yeah, smaller government, lower taxes. What does that mean? And why haven't you made that happen? I mean, you look at the last half dozen speakers that we've had on our side. What have they stopped? What have they stood up for to the point where they were willing to take the pain and stop things dead in their tracks? I think you'd be disappointed. Maybe you shouldn't do that. You'll need Dr. B for help. Really. Right? But it really is something that you ask your friends. I bet you why are you Republican? I love to challenge people. And not... not to make them feel bad about themselves or what have you, but how many times have you asked somebody a question you think is simple, and they can't answer it? They dance all around it. I do a lot of consulting for people who want to run for office, you know, school board, water board, city council, those kind of offices. And I always say to them, look, you have to practice with me and somebody else because you're going to be hit with questions, and you can't stutter. You have to be sure of yourself. You have to have an answer. You have to let them know that you stand for something and how far you're willing to go with it. But when you sit there and start looking around the room and waffling, as we used to say, that's useless. It's bad. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So sit back some night when he's sitting there having a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, whatever it is that you got going on. And ask yourself, I'll do the easy one. Why am I a Christian? Right? What led me to that decision? What led me to that conclusion? What led me to the point where I'm willing to follow Christ? And you can do the same thing with all of them. Why am I a Jew? Because my grandma was a Jew? Because my family's Jewish? Because we're from Israel? I mean, why? What keeps you going down that road? There's all kind. Why am I a Democrat? Yeah, I asked the same question, but why am I a Democrat? Why am I a Republican? Why am I an independent? Who do I line up with? What am I willing to fight for? I know I'm asking you a lot of questions. You can't write them down as fast, but I guess my point here is to say to you, question yourself, not to the point where you're unsure of yourself, but to make sure that you're sure of yourself. Because people are going to make fun of you. They're going to laugh. He used to have this atheist guy, and he had like a love-hate relationship with me. And I say he used to, not because we got mad at each other, wouldn't talk to each other. I think he moved away. But things would happen. I remember one night my car wouldn't start, and he's in a parking lot with me where I can't start my car. And he's yelling across the parking lot like, where's your God now? How come your God's leaving you out here in the cold? And I got to tell you, I was irritated at first. Because first off, I didn't want him having that mindset towards God. Towards me, I didn't care. I got in the car, and I don't know if it was God smacking me upside the head. I said, oh, I got a AAA card. So I called AAA. They were there in a short period of time. They jump-started the car. And the guy said to me, look, your battery's bulging at the sides. It's not good. Dangerous. You need to get yourself a new battery. Now, I can look at that a dozen ways, right? I could, God, why didn't you tell me? God, why didn't you? Because me, I'm stubborn. I don't listen to everything that goes through my ears. All right? I sat there, and I'm saying to myself, oh, wait a minute. I would have never checked that battery. I would have never looked under the hood. I would have never, my lights came on, the car started, whoopee dang. So I don't know. Maybe it was a blessing, as we say, in disguise. Because I was too stubborn to listen. But be ready to answer these questions to yourself, to your family members. If you want to do something decent, if you want to be an expert in your field, learn about it. It ain't that hard. All right, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Got a school that has banned a character coach because, you know, those freedom from religion freaks are at it again. The Urbandale Community School District in Iowa, they've dumped its character coach, banished Fellowship of Christian Athletes for providing any adult mentors for the sports program. That's wrong. This is dead wrong. As far back as anyone can remember, the FCA has ministered to athletes throughout the school districts. They don't call them chaplains anymore. They're known for as character coaches. But the Freedom From Religion Foundation says character coaches violate the Equal Access Act. It says religious student clubs can only be led by students. They can be started. You don't have students teaching in them. They can invite pastors or Christian counselors to come and speak. They give up too easy. Schools cannot constitutionally allow religious organizations to treat schools as a recruiting ground for the religious mission. I wonder if the FFRF goes after Muslim groups. Ooh, I wonder if they go after satanic groups. I mean, they don't believe, so it should be a big deal, right? The Wisconsin group, or Wisconsin-based atheists, look, I do stories about them all the time, hear about them all the time. Right, the State Church Watchdog received a report that an adult representative of the Central Iowa chapter of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes had been inappropriately involved in Urbandale. Right, the adult representative served as a character coach for the boys' basketball program at the high school. Right, now, I don't know why they gave up so easy. There are so many organizations that would fight this for them or with them. And probably won. But they give up too easy. They always give up too easy. See, it takes a fight. Even Jesus, right? The Son of God, even Jesus had to put up a fight. Actually, he had to put up a fight with his own mind at times. Right? In the garden. I mean, I'm paraphrasing, obviously, but if there's any way I don't have to do this, I'm in. But God, whatever you want, I'll do. It should be the same thing for you. If you're a follower of God, it should be the same thing. What do you want me to do? I get up in the morning, one of the things I love to say is, all right, and I have a little different prayer way about me. I get up and go, okay, Dad, what are we doing today? What do you need me to do? What door do you need me to walk through? Who do you need me to talk with? I'm in. It really isn't that hard. I mean, I sound scary. I know some of you go, oh, I can't do that. Yeah, actually you can. I think you've tricked yourself into believing you can't do it, but you can. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. We'll be back in a little bit. Don't go far. You're listening to the Joe Mathena Show.
This is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer, and we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case, and they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. always appreciate the time that you spend. I always appreciate you guys in the chat room, too. I know you're paying attention. I know you're there. You've been there forever. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And, you know, Dr. B was talking about it. She didn't get into detail. But you know, the evil portion is really kicking up now. And her and her husband have worked all their lives in a business. I'm trying to do this without giving away too much information. But bottom line with it was, they had the business set up, which would have had nothing to do with them once they sold it. So they had the business sold, they had the offer, the thing was ready to go through. And at the last minute, and when I say the last minute, you know what I mean, within a day or two of the sale closing, one of the partners on the other side came in and said, no, we're not buying it. These people are too Christian, they're too conservative, and they're Trump lovers. And you would think, you know, in my mind's eye, they love the dollar, so they didn't care. But no, their mindset was along the lines of they would be benefiting, helping Dr. B and her husband be able to push their crazy message if they went ahead and bought that company. Right? And they, look at, not that they weren't upset, but they actually got quiet and they got in prayer and said, okay, well, you know what? This is it. If this is what has to happen for, you know, because of our stance, then so be it. It is what it is. It's still making money. Not the end of the world. And they actually got a couple of months later, they got an offer for more money for their company. So I believe, Joe believes, that God honored their honor of him. Right? Them doing what he wanted them to do. For them not to be wavering in their belief system. You have to stay the course. You have to be strong. That's why I keep asking people, now I'm back to saying, how do you know that you believe what you believe? Don't prove it to me. Prove it to yourself. If somebody came up to you and said, you're one of those believers, you're one of those Christian people, I don't know if I want a consultant that's a Christian. What would you do? What would you say? Right? Would you say, well, gee, that's too bad. I'm sorry I can't work for you. Would you want me working for you? Because I have got to answer to a higher power that has nothing to do with you. Right? I mean, seriously. Anyway, I don't know. It's a constant battle. We've all had our ups and downs, right? And anyway, where was I? I get lost in these rants and I get away from the story that I was originally going to do. Because I want you to know that some of you are going through some stuff right now. And you're not the only one that's happening to you. And I know that doesn't always make it better. I get it. But I don't know any other way to say. You're not alone. There are other people going through the same stuff. All right? All right. Got a small business owner now pouring her heart out over Biden's crippling economy. Right? Now, just 2 days before South Carolina's Republican primary, the residents are surrounded by a rallying cry for Trump. They want some kind of economic turnaround. They believe Trump can do it. One reporter at the Golden Egg Pancake House in Surfside Beach spoke to one of the local business owners who poured her heart out over the Biden administration's impact on their everyday life. She said, it's crippled us. In the last 4 years, we can't take another 4 years like this. We will be out of business if he stays in office. So we need to do something. All of us voters, you need to get out and vote, she said. Because if not, our business is going under. And we're not the only ones. There's plenty of other small businesses like ours that are suffering like we are. We were not suffering this way under Trump. And GOP voters are ready to hit the primary polls in South Carolina. You know, Trump, former Palmetto State Governor Nikki Haley, they're pounding it out. Well, I wouldn't even say they're pounding it out. She's showing up for a whimper moment. If she can't win her own state, right? Think about that. If she can't win her own state, she's done for. She may mentally believe she's not. Making up all kinds of excuses, trying to say, I heard her in an interview, say, everybody makes it sound like it's all over. Well, you've lost every one of them. If you lose your home state, what do you got? You got even the people that are donating to you, that are behind you, are pulling money now. Anyway, even though South Carolina Democrats already came out voting in support of a second Biden administration, the New York Times recently spoke to 13 undecided independent voters at length, and a bunch of them in a room. And they were talking about the two leading candidates and the issues most important to them heading into the election. Now, the voters ranged from 22 to 64 years old. They were concerned about what? The economy. They cited the rising cost of groceries, other bills. Look at, you got grocery costs that are going up, gas prices that are going up, electricity prices are going up, but your electricity is not consistent. I mean, in California, one of the most, what do you want to say, technology advanced states in the country, we can't keep our electricity on. We can't keep our internet up. It's like North Venezuela around here. You know, again, rising cost of groceries. All kinds of bills that people are seeing everywhere. Now, the independents of the last 4 years, we've suffered a lot. These are independents now. Now, those people at MSNBC, ABC, DFG, they can spew the garbage all day long. Everything's fine. Everything's wonderful. Nothing to worry about. Nothing to see here. It's all a bunch of BS. I want to say the last 4 years we've suffered so much. The inflation rate, we can't keep up with building materials have grown almost 600% since 2020. Now, so at this point, we can't afford to live. Now, it doesn't matter what the stock market says. I know some of you are going to say, well, you know, it's kind of up. It's okay. It's not the worst. It matters what's in your wallet. It matters what's on your table. It matters what's in your refrigerator. Right? It matters whether or not you have enough gas to get to work so that you can make the money to put that stuff put that food in your refrigerator, on your table. Look at interest rates. I don't know how you can afford to buy a house. And everybody's saying, well, you know, there's payrolls up. People are making more money, two income houses. No, it's not true. It's not true. The raises or people making more money has not kept up with inflation. It's not kept up with the price of goods. People are losing jobs or losing hours at their jobs. You saw that the increase in jobs over the last quarter were jobs that were lost to COVID, number one. Number two is a majority of those jobs went to illegals. These aren't mine. You go check it out yourself. These are news sources all across mainstream media. So don't sit there and say everything is wonderful, hunky-dory, life is good, because it's not. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us. Always appreciate the time that, you know, whether you're responding, interacting, whatever it is you're doing. So, Joey B. came out, was so excited that he wiped out another $5 billion worth of debt for students. So excited that he broke the law. I mean, SCOTUS is about useless right now. And I don't mean that I just mean it in a way that they come out with a ruling or an opinion, and who adheres to it? Nobody. Right? Nobody at all. President Biden was told, no, you don't have the authority, you don't have the right to wipe out these debts. Right? Only Congress can work that out. Well, he's not going to wait for Congress. He couldn't stop himself. He canceled student debt, and then he bragged about basically telling SCOTUS to go pound sand. But you won't hear anybody on the left complain about that. Serves their purpose, makes them feel good. See, this is why we've gotten to the point. It's party against party. And don't let anybody fool you. It's two parties. It's party against party. What is happening right now is exactly what our founding fathers were concerned about. It's exactly what they knew would happen. And we still have a chance to stop it. We've got to get energized. We got to get out there. We have to do what they do with the ballot harvesting and other things. And then we have to make a lot of noise when you see them cheating behind those windows on the nights of the Countess. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. God bless, guys. Thanks for being with me. Always appreciate your time with me, whether you're on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, whatever it's called. I really do appreciate your time with me. God bless. Be safe. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me tomorrow.